You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
I'm in the studio with Sam Smith.
Kia ora.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah. Well, this week we're taking a look at the fourth and final studio album from The Smiths.
I'm very excited about this.
Strange Ways Here We Come is the album, released in 1987, and it's turning 30. And, quite a significant album from the 1980s. So just a bit of background, I guess, on what was happening with the Smiths in the lead up to this album. So despite their commercial and critical success throughout the decade, tensions were emerging in the band by 1987. They had fallen out with their record label, Rough Trade, and that led them to signing with a major record label, EMI, which was largely negatively perceived by a lot of people, particularly their fan base and also elements of the music press. Many thought it was a betrayal of the indie kind of ethos. And also Johnny Marr was personally exhausted and took a break from the band in June 1987. And 1 month later, he would actually leave the group permanently after the Enemy published an article, Smiths to Split, which he believed was planted by Morrissey.
Wow, that is some salty-ass history you've got there.
Yep, yeah. Yep. The article basically alleged that Morrissey did not like Ma working with other musicians and that their personal relationship had reached breaking point.
You know, I would definitely think that Morrissey is a bit of a control freak, so...
Yeah, he's always kind of had a little bit of a that kind of thing to him. Yeah, I'd say so. But subsequently, Ma contacted the magazine and said he left the group because he wanted a wider musical scope. So basically, I think it was mainly musical differences between Johnny Marr and Morrissey, which led to the Smiths breaking up pretty much around the time this album came out. In particular, it said that the final straw for Marr was Morrissey's obsession of wanting to cover 60s pop songs by the likes of Cilla Black. He was quoted as saying, "I didn't form a band to cover Cilla Black songs." So, yeah, he obviously was like, "Nah, this is a bit beyond me. I want to do more of my own thing."
Oh, that is super salty. That's such a cool buzz to get on.
Yeah. But despite this, before he left the group, they managed to record this final album, which would become their final album, even though at the time no one knew it was going to be their final album. So most of the album, as I was saying, was recorded before Ma left the group, and in fact he composed all the songs on the record, with Morrissey writing the lyrics, as was the case with all of their albums. And this album is very different from their other work, mostly because Johnny Marr wanted them to explore new sounds and sort of a new musical direction. He wanted them to move away from kind of that jangle guitar pop sound of their earlier work and bring in kind of more synths and drum machines and sort of string arrangements. And basically that's precisely what happened. This is kind of the most, I guess, new wave sounding of their albums. Very 80s, a much wider range of sounds and more experimentation. And which obviously still wasn't enough to keep Johnny Marr in the band. He was out of there.
Yeah, he was gone. He's like, you know what? Nah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So let's kick things off then.
Ooh.
With the opening track on the album. It's called A Rush and a Push and the Land is Ours. And I think you'll get straight away here a sort of slight taste of how they were kind of opening themselves up to these new musical styles and sounds. This one has kind of a sort of a reggae ska-like backbeat to it. While gone is all that jingle jangle sort of guitar pop from, you know, a lot of their most well-known tracks, and more synths. There's a lot more synths on here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
We're getting quite a lot of texts in, having mad appreciation for the album. So if, keep them coming. If you want to text in, talk to us about Morrissey or
Johnny Marr,
the members of the Smiths.
Yeah.
Or just this album, or, you know, just text in 5395.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was A Rush and a Push and The Land Is Ours. Very kind of Morrissey kind of drone vocals in there. The next track we're going to listen to is the second single from the album. It's called I Started Something I Couldn't Finish. I love Morrissey album titles. They're so good.
It's like a whole sentence.
Yeah, it's like a statement.
I went to the shop and then I went home and then I went to bed.
And they all have so many syllables.
That's not a Morrissey song, by the way. I made that up.
It could have been, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
So this one made it to number 23 in the UK, and it was actually released after the band split up. This is very different sounding from the other Smiths' work. It's quite glammy, quite dance influence, I think, and it has a very strong drum beat to it, which sounds like it would have been a drum machine. And also there is a saxophone on here as well. So there's a lot happening on this record, but it's a very kind of up-tempo dance number.
Oh, yeah. So we're just looking up about how there's a Mexican Morrissey.
Yeah.
And they're in the Sweet and Tender Hooligans, which is a tribute band to the Smiths. And he's an amazing singer. Like, he sounds like him and looks like him.
Except he's just playing kind of Mexican-inspired.
No. Oh, like, it's a covers tribute band.
Yeah, yeah.
He just happens to be Mexican.
Yeah.
But he's also, like, nicknamed the Mexican Morrissey just because he's Mexican. But he also sounds and looks like Morrissey. And dances like him, and he's incredible.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, just saying. Wow. If you ever wanted to check that out. Sweet and Tender Hooligans, everybody.
Love it, love it. All right, so that was the track, I Started Something I Couldn't Finish.
Yeah.
The next track we're going to play is quite an experimental track. It's called Death of a Disco Dancer. And this one builds kind of slowly from like a quiet tempo into this kind of huge musical extravaganza of guitars and keyboards and this kind of wailing sound. And I think this one continues on Morrissey's habit of giving songs quite morbid titles. Mm. Death of a Disco Dancer. Mm. So a lot of his song titles involve death, misery, gloom, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, it's great.
I'm sorry to do this, but we do have to go for an ad break.
Oh, do you want to go for one?
Yeah, we have to. We have to do it, guys. But we will.
We'll build the suspension.
We'll build the suspension. We'll play it straight after, I swear. Anyway, love ya.
Sharon, how long have we been in this desert?
Go away, skeleton man.
Sharon, look, it's the Mexican cafe, and it says $10 lunches. We're saved!
You idiot, Skellington! It's a mirage! Now give me your shoe. There's nutrients in that leather.
The Mexican Cafe's $10 lunches are too good to be true. Amazing food, 7 days a week, and only $10. The Mexican Cafe since 1983. The legend continues. Special conditions apply.
Yo, check these piston tattoos. I'm a biomechanical beast machine, baby.
Yeah, dude, that Terminator tip. I got the cyberpunk vest. Makes my nipples look like ball bearings. Oh, yeah.
Amateur hour, check this. Real, functional, cyborg oral enhancements. Ooh. I can't hear you. I'm in a world of sound.
Cutting-edge audio never looked better. Skull Candy's new Crusher wireless headphones. Immerse yourself in bass. Available at retailers across Auckland or online. Go to skullcandy.co.nz.
Rob, Steve Coogan. Just got back from filming in New York. This time, a trip to Spain.
The trip to Spain is coming to cinemas August 17. Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon are still in top form in the latest of Michael Winterbottom's trip series.
Come, come, Mr. Bond. You enjoy the scallop just as much as I do.
You should pay more attention to your chef.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
A heartfelt comedy of friendship, food reviews, and relentless celebrity impressions. The Trip to Spain, in cinemas August 17.
At last, the filthy, filthy truth can be told. Reaching beyond the reaches of time and taste. Beyond Dirtbag, every Monday. This is the show you've heard so much about. The show those establishment latte liberal vapors tried to stop. Ripping off the twisted lid of local and international grunge, punk and garage, where the pleasantries know bounds.
Hello.
Piss off with your mild-mannered sensibilities. This is Dirtbag Radio.
Dirtbag Radio with Radley, Sam and Tam. Three full-on dirtbags that won't give you Legionnaire's Disease, Monday 7 to 9 on 95 BFM.
Hi everyone, you tuned into 95 BFM, and for those of you who don't know, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're currently doing anniversary albums, and we're going to be, we are looking at The Smiths' Strange Ways, Here We Come from 1987. So I rudely disrupted the flow. And now we're going to play a really cool song. You can introduce it if you want, Sam.
This track is called The Death of a Disco Dancer.
Oh, what is that? Ah, oh, there.
The Death of a Disco Dancer. Well, it happens a lot round here. And if you think peace is a common goal, that goes to show how little you know. The death of a disco dancer. Well, I'd rather not get involved. I never talk to my neighbor, I'd rather not get involved.
He's so beautiful.
Some amazing crazy piano playing going on in there.
It's they were like, it was kind of like a weird needle. I was looking up some Morrissey quotes. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
It's so easy to laugh. It's so easy to hate. It takes guts to be gentle and kind.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's cute. Another one's quite funny. Artists aren't really people. I'm actually 40% paper mache.
What does he mean by that?
I guess he's just saying that. I don't know.
Maybe paper mache.
So someone created him.
Putting layers of newspaper and building it up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he does have solid bits of paper mache in him.
Maybe he's just made of layers of paper mache.
Yeah, he also thinks that long hair is an unpardonable offence, which should be punishable by death.
That's such a Morrissey quote.
Yeah, but I mean, like, long hair's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Morrissey. All right, well, the next track we're going to listen to is the first single from the record and one of the band's most well-known tracks. It's called Girlfriend in a Coma. And it reached number 13 in the UK charts. And the story goes that this single might have actually contributed to Johnny Marr leaving the group because the B-side was a cover of a Cilla Black song. There's Cilla Black again. Work is a four-letter word was the B-side. And he didn't, as I said before, he did not want to release this as a single because it was a Cilla Black tune. And he didn't want to do covers of Cilla Black songs or 60s pop songs. So that's the story, is that this might have had a little kind of burning effect on him deciding to leave the group.
Yeah,
but it is a really good song.
Yeah, I love this song.
Despite the morbid title.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Girlfriend in a coma. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think
I'm putting on every single button. Stop. Sorry. Whoa. I'm sorry. I was just talking to my guests who
You're being very welcoming.
Yeah, I was. They're cast members of Nell Gwyn and a play called Nell Gwyn. And I'm going to be speaking to them about it after 11. So yeah, I was just having a lovely, accommodating chat.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
welcoming
sorry
them
about
to the
that,
bosom.
Sam.
That's all good. We also got a text in as well. About Morrissey. It's a shame he turned into a nationalist twat.
Oh, yeah.
Some of his views are quite questionable these days. He's very outspoken.
Yes.
To say the least, but he's always been outspoken.
Yes.
I mean, there's this. I mean, apparently he doesn't perform. If you want to book him at a music festival, it has to be meat free. He won't play unless it's completely meat free. Because
yes.
he's a very staunch. Defender of veganism and animal rights and all that.
I mean,
of course, one of the Smiths albums, Meat is Murder.
Yeah, the whole thing is about kindness, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is.
Kindness to animals, kindness to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hard.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next track we're going to play was the last ever single released by The Smiths.
Oh, really? Cool.
It's called Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before. And as with all Morrissey song titles, this tends to have a lot of syllables and a lot of words.
Yes.
In fact, I counted 10 words and 11 syllables in the song title. And that's kind of part of the norm. He does like to have these long kind of song titles that are almost statements.
Yeah, they are statements.
Yeah, so stop me if you think you've heard this one before. So he's a tendency to do this with the songs. And yeah, musically speaking, this one's kind of very new wave sounding, very 80s. And there's kind of a bit of jangle guitar pop in here as well. So it's kind of returning back to their kind of early material as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying it at home, everybody, or wherever you are, at work, in the car, outside, inside, flow.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Feng shui.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've reached the almost the last installment, but I just have to play a little bit of this.
Okay.
First. Sorry.
from Evangelion director Hideaki Anno and live-action Attack on Titan special effects genius Shinji Higuchi comes Shin Godzilla, a movie to satisfy all your kaiju needs. After a strange fountain of water erupts in the bay, modern Japan is rocked by what emerges from the deep. Shin Godzilla did monstrously well in Japan and absolutely swept the Japan Academy Awards, so you need to own Shin Godzilla, out now on DVD, Blu-ray and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Man, my feet are freezing.
Warm them up farm style. Step into a fresh cow pat. Toasty as.
Yeah, I don't think that works so well here in the office.
Why?
Seriously? Well, for starters, you heated that up in the shared microwave.
Find your perfect feet warmers from a huge range of Doc Martens, Converse, Clarks, Vans, and more at Pat Menzies Shoes. Now warming your toes with two stores, St. Kevin's Arcade, 183 K Road, and Canterbury Arcade, 174 Queen Street. Or online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
Coming to a theatre.
It's in my heart. I can't go against that truth.
In a broken world, sometimes the only option...
Don't. I know what I have to do.
...is no option.
I'm really in the mood for Meze Bar, eh?
Meze Bar, Durham Street East. Where to go for great food, great drink, and five-star atmosphere. For more info, go to mezebar.co.nz.
Gaze upon a truer truth. Watches cruel mistress entropy wraps her greedy lips around all of being. In a cosmic moment, we too will be smothered in the maternal belly of a nothing. Listen, can you hear the song the stars sing in elegy of their own light?
Oh no, I'm so into that. I think I played it earlier.
Oh, good, good.
Stare eternity in the face. The Wednesday Wonderful with Bridge, only on 95 BFM.
Whoa, that new promo for Bridges, yep. 1 to 5,
that's a good ad.
Yeah, that's good. But you should totally check out the show as well. It's a good show. I like listening to it at work.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's look at the reception and the legacy of this record. So the album was very well received both critically and commercially. It reached number 2 in the UK, number 14 in New Zealand, and even reached number 55 in the United States, which I believe was the highest chart placing of a Smiths album. Slant magazine listed the album at number 69 on its list of best albums of the 80s, writing that whether or not Strange Ways Here We Come ended the Smiths' brief career with their best album has been the subject of considerable debate for nearly a quarter century, but it definitely stands as the band's most lush, richest work. So there you go. Reviewing the album for AllMusic, Stephen Thomas Irwin said it was a subtly shaded and skilled album, one boasting a fuller production than before. So obviously, as you can see, critics were impressed with the new direction that the band were heading in musically. What do you got? What?
Sarah just gave me a coffee.
Oh, bless. Bless. You feeling better now?
It tastes delicious. Thank you.
Good. After this, basically what happened was, they broke up in 1987, and Morrissey, of course, has gone on to have a reasonably good solo career, as has Johnny Marr, who's also played in various bands such as The Cribs and Modest Mouse.
Woo.
Unfortunately, in that time, there have been legal disputes over royalties and court battles between various members. Morrissey and Marr's relationship remains quite estranged. They both have turned down multiple offers to reform the group. Obviously, a lot of money has probably been involved as well.
Yeah.
But, even in 2006, Morrissey even declared, I would rather eat my own testicles than reform the Smiths.
That doesn't really sound gentle and kind to me.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. But there's always speculation that they will reform, and every year kind of rumours pop up again. But I think it's at this stage, it's fair to say it's probably unlikely. Yeah. So... But anyway, at least we've got the music to kind of, live by.
Totally.
So with that, we're going to finish with Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. And this was the final single they released in the UK. And it kind of captures best the mood of the record and the new directions they were going in with synths and experimentation and all that. So, yeah, enjoy.
Thank you very much for coming in, Sam, as always. See you
Pleasure.
Next week.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
just another false alarm. Last night I felt real arms around me. No hope, no harm, just another false alarm. So tell me,
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.